You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty.
Creation.
Entrepreneurship.
The next idea.
We have to make room for this ability to learn to be creative.
The realities of a world economy aren't just being felt at the big companies, the GMs, the Fords, the biggies who can move jobs to Mexico. Small businesses feel the strain of foreign competition. Our latest contributor to The Next Idea directs a federal program that's aimed at helping small local businesses adjust to that foreign competition. Scott Jacobs directs the Great Lakes Trade Adjustment Assistance Center, centered at the University of Michigan. Good to have you with us, Scott.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Tell us exactly what is TAA, Trade Adjustment Assistance.
TAA is a long-time program, and when most people talk about it, they're thinking about a retraining program for workers. That is a very large program, and it is really the main program that is designed to help people after they've lost their jobs due to imports. However, there's a small component of this program, which is what we run, which is called TAA for Firms. And that program is really designed to help small companies after they've been hurt but before they go out of business.
To guide them through some stormy waters and hopefully get them to calmer waters.
Exactly. I mean, most of the companies we work with have been in business for many years. I mean, we're working with a company right now that's been in business since 1891. And, you know, having multi-generational firms is very common for us. And any company that has been in business over the last two or three recessions for 20 years is doing many, many things right. And our role is really to, you know, help them steady themselves and identify ways that they can improve their business and their competitiveness and to remain employers and, you know, important parts of our community.
What does the assistance look like? It's clearly advice and guidance and consulting. Is there money involved as well?
Yes, there is. It's a very interesting assistance model. The idea is that we help companies step back and do some assessment of their situation and some planning. But importantly, what we do as part of that is we identify specific projects and improvements that they need to make. We help them determine whether they have the internal capabilities to do these things themselves or if they need some outside assistance to be able to spearhead those. For the projects that they need outside help, we help them identify private sector providers, consultants, trainers, engineers. And then we help them hire them on a contract basis, and we typically pay for half the cost. So the whole idea of the program is really to help companies invest in themselves more quickly and efficiently than they could to really build their capabilities and their capacities.
The amount of money that a company might get, I saw a figure something like $75,000 was one figure I read, which wouldn't mean a lot to a GM or Ford, but if it's a small tool and die company in a small town, that's a lot of money, isn't it?
That is exactly right. One of the ways to think about it is the most a company can qualify for through this program is $75,000 of assistance towards implementing projects. However, you know, if you ballpark that, consultants range widely in cost, but at $150 an hour, and we cost share usually 50-50, so that's $150,000. That's 1,000 hours of outside expertise to come into a company and help them make improvements in, you know, their sales function, their production, their accounting, their worker training, be that what it may. So yeah, if you think of it as $75,000, it's not a lot. But if you think of it more as helping bring in very targeted expertise, it's a significant impact.
And these are companies that are not going to be packing up and going to other countries. They are rooted in their community.
Small manufacturers, you know, are a community asset. They are, you know, part of the communities. They've usually been there for many years. Those are jobs that, you know, small towns, large towns depend on. So yes, that's exactly so, and that is a significant difference between the kind of companies we work with.
And as director of the Great Lakes Trade Adjustment Assistance Center, so we say Great Lakes, it's one of 11 that the government has set up, so it can be very nimble, and the aid can be tailored to what the region needs?
We cover all of Michigan, all of Ohio, and Indiana. That is a large area and also very manufacturing-centric. It's about 14% of the U.S. manufacturing base. Also, there are very large industries based here. The markets that our companies mostly serve are fairly significant and industrial. So we at the Great Lakes Center work with many industrial component suppliers, machine shops, tool and die shops, plastic injection molders. However, the program is national. It allows centers to work with the employer base that's there. For example, Out on the West Coast in the Northwest, there's a center that has a large population of salmon fishermen, and they have traditionally worked with fishermen quite a bit. Down in Texas, there are a large number of small food processors, mom-and-pop organizations that make food products. They end up working with many of those kinds of companies. So yes, it is very nimble and able to be tailored to the kind of employers that are within the area.
We're talking with Scott Jacobs, who's director of the Great Lakes Trade Adjustment Assistance Center, as we look at the ways this federal program can help small local businesses. What countries are your clients tending to lose the most business to?
Well, it can be pretty much anywhere, depending on the industry and the markets that they serve. However, China, of course, is the very big competitor in the room. Also, because of our location, Canada, because of, you know, what has driven our manufacturing economy here, or did in the past, was the auto industry. Mexico is also a very key competitor that small manufacturers find themselves up against.
And what kind of advice do you give these small manufacturers who are, you know, losing business to China or Canada or Mexico? What are some of the things you can help them understand?
One of the most important things, I think, you know, for your audience to understand is, as I think I mentioned before, these companies have been in business. They're doing many, many things right.
They've weathered recessions. They've weathered horrible times.
Indeed, they have. Oftentimes, you know, the kinds of things that a company needs to do is really to sharpen up some of the practices or skills that they're already doing. You know, one of the big keywords that's around is diversification. And many of the companies we work with do diversify. That can be into completely new markets, or that can be providing new products to existing customers. Most of the companies we work with, in fact, I would say over 80% of the companies we work with, we help them do both top line and bottom line projects. By what I mean is, top line is going to be focused on increasing sales, and the bottom line is going to be focused on improving the cost structure and increasing the productivity. But, you know, this program really is able to take wherever a company is and whatever situation there is and step back and help them get to the next level. And usually, you know, that means multiple projects across the different functional areas of the company.
In the many, many years, because this program has been in existence for several decades now, you've got to have a lot of success stories. Can you talk about one of these?
Sure. One of the issues we've got is, because to be able to get in this program, a company must be distressed. And so we're very careful and cognizant of, you know, not to discuss the specific situations of companies we work with.
And when you say distressed, on the verge of collapsing?
Well, short answer, yes. Yeah. However, the program really has two broad requirements to be able to be eligible. The first is a company has to be distressed. And the second is that a significant portion of that distress has to be directly identifiable to having come from losing business to imports. However, distressed is defined within this federal program as decreases in both sales and employment.
Okay.
Most of the companies we work with have suffered double-digit drops in both sales and employment, you know, from the year before. So they are typically in fairly significant distress. For example, there's a tool and die and machining operation, you know, that we were working with in central Michigan that was largely focused on supplying the auto industry. They had a lot of very strong engineering capabilities and had capabilities to be able to do much more than the kind of work they were doing. So what we helped them do is to really expand their markets into aerospace and medical device. But to do that requires a lot more than simply saying, oh, let's go find these customers in aerospace and medical device. Industry certifications were needed, and then also some training of their sales force to actually understand how to approach these different customers. So diversifying from one market into another, you know, is a fairly common strategy that companies use. However, that is incredibly hard. Mm. Something that is more common even than that is diversifying within your current market. We're working with a Michigan company that manufactures orthopedic goods right now. They sell through distributors. However, of the top 100 distributors in the U.S., they're currently only selling to two. So, I mean, the major focus there is really to identify and approach additional distributors of the same products they're making and try to support them and help them sell their goods.
How does a company find you?
Most firms that we work with end up being referred to us by different organizations. However, we also, you know, do public outreach and do presentations and that. And what we really try to do is direct folks to please go look at our website, which is at gltaac.org. That's GLTAAC.org. And that's because what we're going to do with a company is we're going to work closely with their management team. And before they make any decisions about working with these crazy people from the University of Michigan, you know, they really want to get a better understanding, taking their own time to take a look at, okay, who are these people and what do they do? Going to our website is a great way to find out about our organization and the kinds of things that a company can utilize the program for.
A small federal program at a university that has the prospect of making a big difference for small businesses.
That's exactly right.
Scott Jacobs, director of the Great Lakes Trade Adjustment Assistance Center, and that website again is gltaac.org. Thanks for being with us on The Next Idea, Scott.
Thank you for having me.
Support for The Next Idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.